right, Joe Smith time at WGCL. Glass in the morning. Thank you for being with us. It is a Friday morning. Jim Inman riding shotgun this morning. Thank you, Minister of Culture.
Glad to be here today.
Julie Warren will join us in hour number two, just like normal. And just like normal, Joe Smith's back. Smitty, good to hear you. It was great on Monday. And yeah. I wish I could help with the forecast for this weekend, but it's just there are some things that are out of my hands.
Yeah, well, rain must fall.
And it hasn't for the most of the month, which has been good. So everybody's gotten off to a pretty good start. But it's just with the dorms opening up on Sunday and obviously people getting in town for the 15th as some leases start as well. So it might be a little slow and bogged down. But we're not here to talk about traffic. We're not here to talk about weather. It is the Monroe County Sports Spotlight. We've picked it up again because, well, school is off and running. We know that girls' golf has gotten started. But 1 week from today, Joe, just one. The 19th, we will open up the high school football season. I'm not sure what year it is on the airways, but we've been doing this for quite some time, haven't we?
1949, so what's that?
Uh-oh, math.
Fall of 49, so 67 years?
There you go.
Square root of pi times
50
infinity.
Minus 1 and 16 is, yeah, there you go. 60 Year
That's
67,
awesome.
We'll kick off on the airways with Bloomington South and Brownsburg. That's our feature game to get us going. Now, when I see the schedule, Joe, and I see Bloomington South, Brownsburg, 7 o'clock,
yep.
Is that Chalk Talk time, 7 o'clock?
No, that's kickoff time for football,
okay.
6:30 Chalk Talk, and the only exceptions we'll have is when we get in Conference Indiana play, home or away, when the two city schools play Terre Haute schools. So those will be the only exceptions later in the year, so that means then Chalk Talk will be at 7 o'clock and kickoff at 7:30.
Then Inman will have to do more work on the Bloomington Review on those Fridays.
We go into Short Show Friday starting
next
week.
Oh, baby.
Yes.
I like it. Got to cram those commercials in there. You got to get
do.
Everybody in there.
Yep.
The local high school sports capsule. Joe, we're going to start some football tonight, but it's not going to count, but we get to pop some pads with some different squads, and I know the coaches are excited about that.
Well, you know, I've referred to them for years, dress rehearsals, team scrimmages ahead of the real thing a week from tonight for our Monroe County 11s. None of our three will have to leave Monroe County as North, South, Edgewood all find new opponents to hit starting at 7 o'clock. As we mentioned earlier in the week, North's new video screen scoreboard won't be fully functional until its home opener September 2nd against Columbus North when the Cougars play at Martin Memorial. But Scott Bless and troops have been pleased with what is going on with a lot of new faces, guys biding their time, waiting to step up onto the varsity ranks. They will take on preseason ranked 13th Class 6A Avon, dropping in for action tonight, albeit a bit controlled as usual in these scrimmages. It's a night for more reps and smoothing out things behind sophomore quarterback Ben Friel, who in eight starts last year threw for over 800 yards. Veteran senior Ty Stevenson and Logan Calvin have looked good up front, both offensively and defensively. Sophomore linebacker Levi Mikulich has come a long way. He's showing a lot of promise, as is sophomore wide receiver Dylan McCullough and junior Jordan McCoy. So it's Avon and North tonight at Martin Memorial at 7. Meanwhile, at Huff Memorial on the south side, a game night atmosphere for Hall of Fame Coach Mo Moriarty's South Panthers. Preseason ranked number 2 by Indiana Football Digest. They'll be hosting 6A Lawrence Central tonight. Junior quarterback Gavin Yeske back after that memorable sophomore season in which he threw for over 2,200 yards and 23 touchdowns, as the Panthers should show again the balance they had a year ago, a pass and run, one with junior running back Christian Paycheck back after a 1,000-yard season, which produced 15 touchdowns, and over on Gabe Johnson's 3-4 defense, two of the state's best, regardless of class, linebackers Tommy Richardson and Sam Helm. Tommy is an Indiana Football Digest primetime listed top 25 player going into his final year. South will be hosting Lawrence Central again at Huff Memorial tonight at 7. By the way, I might make mention Bill Peoples, who was 28-7, really did a great job turning around Southport the last 3 years. He's now the new head coach at Lawrence Central to start 2016. Out of the Mustang Corral, Jerry Bland now in his 10th season, trying to bounce back after a 3-7 2015. He has junior Ian Coldren and senior Denver Alot back. Coldren had an 800-yard-plus sophomore year, 8 touchdowns, Andrew Grafe handles things at quarterback tonight against the Danville Warriors for Edgewood. Veteran senior tight end Sam Jetram has been solid in preseason, and a couple of, well, the key secondary veterans for Brian Rosenberg, who again is defensive coordinator, namely Mason Helms and Tyler McLaughlin, looking pretty good out Edgewood way. So Edgewood and Danville, 7 o'clock tonight at the Mustang Corral. Don't forget, tomorrow we have some sports activity. It's golf-related with Bloomington North and Eastern competing down at the Washington Invitational at Country Oaks, and Dustin Carver takes his South girls down south to the Providence Invitational at Fuzzy's place. Then next week, boys and girls soccer, tennis, volleyball, obviously football, early week starts for the rest of the five sports, 6 total in the fall. We'll get rolling as we move into solid week number 2 next week. Don't forget, tonight in Rio at 10.
10 o'clock, Joe, and happenings in Rio. We've talked about Michael Phelps, the two Simones. Biles, obviously, tearing it up on the gymnastics floor. And Simone, I want to get her name right because Manuel, I wanted to call her Malone. It's not Simone Malone, wouldn't have made sense. First African-American to win a medal. How unbelievable is that? Yeah. Individual Olympic swimming medal. So great stories out of that. Golf is being played in the Olympics for the first time. That's another interesting sidebar. 4 rounds to determine that. Joe, let me ask you a question. There's 60 guys in the field, right? Let's say one guy wins, he's 12 under par, and then there's 10 guys tied for second and 10 more guys tied for third.
I know where you're going, and I don't know who's going to win the silver and bronze.
We're going to have to play that off for a while, it would seem like, I would think. Maybe the guys that are tied for third are out, and then all the second, I don't know. So that's going to be interesting. Marcus Fraser from Australia shot 63. Well, I guess no one playing that course before. It didn't bother him too much. So 4 rounds in all of that. Cubbies win again. It's 10 straight. The Cardinals, Joe, are 13 games out of first place. The division race is over.
Well, it is. And, well, it won't be if the Cardinals can do something this weekend, because
they'll need to win 3 straight.
Series starting today. This afternoon at Wrigley Field, Arrieta pitching against Wainwright in that first game.
Cardinals lost last night in Chicago, 4-3 and 11.
They get swept here. It is over.
It was a 13-game lead on August 12th. It should be over. But we've seen the Cubs over their 100 and what? How long has it been? They've had a few of these go astray. Do you know who's the happiest about the Cubs playing right now?
Do what now?
Who's the happiest about the Cubs' success right now? The Bears. They didn't score last night.
Outside of our friendly educator out on...
No. The Bears, Joe, they scored 0 points in their first exhibition game, so that'll get pushed over to the side on that. We've got Colts football for you on Saturday night. Are we doing any pregame for these, or are we just popping in right at 7 and having the broadcasts?
I'm under the understanding that's the pregame.
That's the pregame, 7 o'clock, so they'll kick just shortly after that. But during the regular season, don't worry, we do have the full pregame and postgame shows for all the Colts.
I'll update you on that next half hour.
Oh, good. Sounds good. And we'll get caught up back at 8:45.
Sounds good. Be here.
All right, Joe Smith, 7:45 and 8:45. Ah, we're back to normal on a Big Show Friday. No, it's not. It's 8:45.
Nice try.
Well, geez. Overtime.
It is sort of like a time machine.
My gosh. Are we going forwards or backwards? I'm not sure. Joe Smith is with us. And hey, look, it's Friday. We're getting the gang almost all back together.
Right, almost all together,
That's right. Good morning, Joe.
How you doing?
Doing awesome.
Julie?
It's Friday. We're
good.
It is.
Yeah, it is. Julie's
good.
In her visit Bloomington.
Back in school and everything.
That's right, man. That's right. Smooth.
Up
it was pretty
running.
Smooth.
Joe is back on Fridays and Mondays, so we'll get a preview of all the stuff, which will be plenty of, on Friday mornings, and then the busy recap on Monday mornings. And it feels like normal a little bit there. First of all, congratulations. You've number 6 has arrived.
Yeah, she is a beautiful little girl, unnamed yet, but... I knew this was going to happen. You know, it's like the old Chicago hit tune. You know, does anybody really know what time it is? Does anyone really care? Well, she doesn't.
Kids
and
don't.
Mommy,
that's for sure.
hopefully, is sound asleep right now over on West 2nd Street. But she was the little one, 6 pounds, 6 ounces, 19 inches long, beautiful, not a mark on her. in Grandpa's arms for about an hour and 50 minutes in the chair.
That's what it's all about.
Last night, but yeah, we'll have a
that's big news on Monday.
An official gravy name attached come Monday.
Now this is number three. Four,
three and three each side.
Right on.
So that's
4-2 aggregate.
That's
boys
not bad.
Boys versus girls.
That's
but
a good
but
balance.
It's two. Is it
two girls for Jamie and Eric?
Okay, so it's not 2-1, 2-1. So it's
and
not the.
It's
the three boys up north, right?
The big boy, all three big boys up in Brownsburg.
They have their own county.
One's headed with mommy as we speak out to Connecticut. She's visiting her parents. Kristen is with Logan, the youngest.
So she gets a big trip, big summer trip.
That's right.
Jeff's got the big ones, Jaden and Caleb. They've got soccer and t-ball this weekend, weather permitting.
That's exactly
that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I can't help the weather up there.
No, Jim. I know. I know. And that's wacky weather up in Hendricks County, too.
It is, because they're right on the 70.
Yeah.
Right on 70.
That's
and
right.
That's where it usually borders itself out. We've got the Olympics going on in Rio. The Hoosier contingent added another medal. What was that, on Wednesday afternoon?
Yeah.
As Michael Hickson jumped for joy, 3-meter springboard. What do they call that when you dive together?
Synchronized.
There we go. It's hard to keep up with this. They invent 400 new events every Olympics, and I've got to do a better job on this. And by the time I get it all remembered,
change it.
Well, it'll be 4 more years
it
happens.
Right.
Before it happens again. It's not an easy thing to do here. But Joe, that's positive. We've got IU football camp. That's positive. We saw yesterday Todd Yeagley's gang getting back to training as well. Tell us what we need to know here on a Friday, part two of Smitty in the Morning.
Well, Rio's medal count is expanding as the Summer Olympics wind into the weekend now. Team USA with 16 gold, 12 silver, and 10 bronze. That's a 38-30 lead over China going to activity today and tonight and this weekend. And IU's medal count, 2 gold, a silver, and a bronze in swimming and diving to date. And that could expand by late Saturday night as both Lily King and Cody Miller swim in their respective 400 medley relay teams. The heats go today, and the finals will be right before 10 o'clock on Saturday night. By the way, former Hoosier high jump great and Canadian and bronze medalist in the London Games 4 years ago, Derek Druand. Well, he gets going in search of gold Sunday with qualifying, and mentioning Team Canada, let us not forget junior Kennedy Goss, who actually got a bronze the other night in the 400 free relay for Team Canada. So Indiana's total of Rio medals numbers 5 heading into the weekend. Don't forget tonight in Rio at 10 o'clock. Well, 2 more works with Sunday off in Kevin Wilson's Hoosier football camp. Another full week of works next week, and classes will start on August the 22nd, and then the countdown will be on for Florida International down in Miami on September 1. Mentioning football, MLFA postseason time has arrived for Aaron Sauter's Indiana Cutters, riding a 2-game winning streak into this Saturday night's rematch with the Marion County Crusaders. They'll meet again at 7 o'clock at Cardinal Ritter High School on the northwest side of Indianapolis. Turnovers and penalties were very costly in a July loss they had on that same field to the Crusaders, 30-24. But as Aaron was pointing out to me the other day, the run game has been smoothed out. Different guys have been scoring. Good things happening up front as well as defensively, and all of this meshing at the right time, what with the postseason here. The Cutters win Saturday. They'll play in Mooresville a week from Saturday against the Tri-County Braves. Kickoff again tomorrow night in Indianapolis for the Cutters in Minor League Football League Alliance activity, 7 o'clock. We mentioned earlier, we'll mention again, high school scrimmages front and center. All three of our Monroe County 11s are home tonight. North welcomes in 13th-ranked 6A Avon. 6A Lawrence Central will play the preseason-ranked, second-ranked South Panthers of Bull Moriarty, and Danville will play at Edgewood. All three of those games will start controlled scrimmages tonight. I call them dress rehearsals at 7 o'clock. Going racing, well, the Bloomington Speedway, we got school started, so it's the back-to-school bash tonight down at the quarter-mile clay. The gates will open tonight, and hot laps will start about 6:30. They have the bicycle races for kids going on tonight, and then the usual bill of fare, the 410 non-wing sprints, the race savers, the modifieds, the super stocks, all of that going on, part of the back-to-school bash at the Bloomington Speedway. We have golf weather permitting on the high school beat. That's the only thing we have going on this weekend. Dustin Carver's South Panthers will be playing the Providence Invitational at Champions Point. Bloomington North will be down at Country Oaks in Montgomery tomorrow, the Washington Invite. And as we mentioned, while with school in its first full week, we have boys girls soccer starting next week. We'll be up and running with tennis, volleyball, and of course football. So everything fall sports related will be up and running.